Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. We share quick tips, things you can do right now, and then we add a little bit of chaos at the end of every episode. We also keep it short, like this intro. Let's check it out. We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast. This is our short episode where we break down what's going on in business and marketing and life, and then we still have our other ones later in the week. So what's going on? So first, I saw on X, they are now offering, as of this week, $1 million to whoever writes the best article on the platform this month. And the article needs to be 1,000 words. It has to be original content. And they're judging it based on the amount of impressions it gets on their feed or whatever. And the reason they're doing this, which is really interesting from a marketing perspective, it's the same thing that's going on with LinkedIn. LinkedIn is prioritizing long articles now too, because that's what AI is picking up in their citations. But overall, when you see two major platforms trying to prioritize people writing long articles, like 1,000-word articles, which is what X is doing, and now what LinkedIn is also doing, that is something that we all need to be aware of. It doesn't mean that short form is going away, but this idea of long form, original, non-AI written content, it's almost like 10 years ago or 15 years ago when blogs were the hot thing. Blogs basically now on social are a hot thing in this very moment. I'll tell you something else that's hot, although I don't still think it's hot. This is wild to me. SimilarWeb just reported, okay, that Threads, you know, that's Meta's version of X, that Threads is now seeing more daily usage on mobile than X. That's wild. They're showing data that Threads is seeing 141 million daily active users on mobile devices as compared to X seeing 125 million. Now X, whatever, old Twitter, whatever you want to call it, is still crushing Threads on the web version. But even so, I mean, every time I go on Threads, it's like almost like a ghost town to me. I know I must be missing something. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know, whatever. A little more data about Super Bowl email marketing tactics. Talked about this on a recent episode, but there's some other data I want to share. And this applies for business-to-business marketers, consumer marketers, nonprofit marketers. People forget this is the Super Bowl is something that the entire country pays attention to culturally. It's not that who cares that the Seahawks are going to play the Patriots. Like four people care, all right? But it doesn't matter. We all gather around the TV. We eat a lot of garbage, whatever. And that whole week leading into it, our minds are, we don't realize it, are looking for certain things from a marketing perspective, whether you're a boring B2B brand or a cool consumer brand, doesn't matter. So for example, World Data Research released that these words, if you put them at the start of your subject line or very close to the start of your subject line, the week leading into the Super Bowl, it will actually boost your email open rates by about 15%. The words are touchdown, big game, QB, super, win, and MVP. You know, score a touchdown with our latest SMB guide. Big game, boring, question mark? Check out this, blah, blah, blah. Are you the QB of blah, blah, blah? This is what we are looking for, whether we realize it or not. And if you really want to lean in, the actual Super Bowl emoji, if you use that emoji in your subject line 24 hours before or 24 hours after the Super Bowl, you will see a significant open rate lift. I don't care what your target audience is. It's going to lift over 20% just by using that Super Bowl emoji. I know how silly that is. Who cares? What else is going on? This was really an under the radar thing that I saw that the newsletter Pretty Little Marketer put out, which is super valuable. So now it's not rolled out to everyone, but it's starting to roll out for Facebook Live. If you do any Facebook Lives, and if you don't, you should. If you do Facebook Live, you can now do paid boosting to target audiences that you want for your Facebook Live. This is kind of huge. And as this rolls out more, I think more and more all sorts of brands are going to leverage this because it's an awesome way to build up a live audience. So that's kind of cool. So there was a lot of, you know, heated rivalry was that hockey show whatever about relationships and hockey on Netflix. Heated rivalry was super popular. And what came out this week, which is kind of cool and wild, it was not on Netflix, it was on HBO Max, whatever, heated rivalry. Anyway, it got reported by Bloomberg that the National Hockey League actually saw a significant boost in reseller ticket share, ticket sales from first-time buyers, first-time people going to hockey games. They saw a significant boost directly tied to the heated rivalry show being aired on HBO Max. This was on both SeatGeek and StubHub. So that's kind of cool and kind of interesting. I'll tell you what's not cool and not interesting. So Lululemon, right? Lululemon was it, right? For like a few years, everyone just wore Lululemon. That's where it was. And then all these other brands came out, like, you know, Aloe and Vuori, and this athletic leisure category exploded in every direction. Well, Lululemon just kind of botched it, right? They just released this new pant or whatever that they were pumping. It was called Get Low. It's these yoga pants. The problem is they're getting crushed because apparently if you use them to do squats, like you bend your legs, your butt, whatever, they're see-through. Come on, how are we not testing that? How are we not at Lululemon like, all right, these are for working out. Let's put them on somebody and see what happens when they work out. What are we doing? Like, come on, you can't have see-through pants when you're doing a squat. First of all, squats are terrible, but who wants to do that? Oh my goodness. So the weirdest story this week. So Edward Norton, that's the dude who was in the movie The Hulk. He was in Rounders with Matt Damon. He's been in like 100 movies. Well, who knew? But Edward Norton, I didn't know this. Maybe you knew this. He has a digital ad measurement company for like digital ads. Okay, it's called Edo, E-D-O. Well, anyway, Edward Norton's company, Edo, who knew he was in this business? They got sued by this company called iSpot. Okay, because iSpot says that they're using their data and their technology wrong. Fast forward, a judgment just came out against Edward Norton's company where they're saying he owes $18.3 million because he was doing stuff that wasn't okay with his video management measurement firm, whatever. Who knew Edward Norton was in this world? Anyway, what else is going on? It's totally ridiculous. So I know it's over. I know nobody cares, but I have to get it out of my system. I was not on board with that dude who climbed the tower in Taipei, Alex Honnold. However you pronounce the last name. First of all, I watched Free Solo a while back. That movie freaked me out. But I really don't think, I'm sure a lot of people watch that are listening. Great, good for you. I couldn't even watch like the 5-second clips that were on my social feed. I don't know what it says about somebody if they're like, oh, I'm really excited. I want to watch this guy climb this tower, Taipei Tower, a zillion feet in the air with no harness, no nothing. What are we really doing? We're watching to see if something bad happens. I don't think that's good. I think that's weird. He got paid about $500,000 to do it. He must be missing some part of his brain or something that doesn't make him scared. I don't know. I couldn't watch it. I was not into it. I know you don't care. The other big pop culture thing this week, which you'll see if I care about, I don't think I do, is that Bridgerton, the latest season, is finally coming out in the next few days. And basically, they're chopping up into two-part premiere. They're going to release the first part on January 29th and then the second part on February 26th. And I tried Bridgerton. I just don't care. I don't know. And I care about a lot of TV that stinks. I really do. So I know everyone's going to be watching it. I feel like I got to get back into it. I'm going to give it a shot. I know I'm going to get heat for not being a huge Bridgerton fan. But I'll try. I will try. I will step it up. And speaking of trying, I haven't talked about a lot, but I'm going to be talking about, I have a book coming out. All net proceeds are going to the V Foundation for cancer research. I want to kick cancer's butt. That's why I'm writing this book. You can go to Amazon today and pre-order it. It's called Stupider People Have Done It. And it's a lot of nonsense for me. It's whatever is floating around my small brain, but hopefully you check it out. Let's kick cancer's butt. It's called Stupider People Have Done It. You can get it anywhere you buy a book. Amazon's great, whatever. And appreciate you all. See you at the next one. Later. Wait, the party is not over. Go to jayschwedelson.com because I want to do stuff with you. I want to partner with you. When you click on the button, partner with Jay, you let me know what you got going on. Work with my agency, work with me directly. Get access to all of my free resources at jayschwedelson.com. And I got a book coming out. this April. It's called Stupider People Have Done It, and all of the net proceeds are going to the V Foundation for Cancer Research. Go on Amazon, buy Stupider People Have Done It. That way you can help kick cancer's butt with me. And if this podcast wasn't the worst podcast you've ever listened to, it might have been, leave it a review, follow the show. You are awesome. Go out there and crush it.